go to the Reserve Bank again here. Now, we know that one of the stocks that probably Phil King has bought over the years is Afterpay, one of the most phenomenal stocks on Australia's stock market. But we've also seen reports this week by UBS suggesting its share price could halve over the past year. Afterpay, no doubt, does have challenges right now, including the latest one, and that is the Reserve Bank investigating whether action is required to target buy now, pay later operators that prevent merchants from passing costs on to customers. Now, just to explain this, when you go and use Afterpay, say, for example, it makes money broadly out of the merchant that provides you with the goods. That's the way they make their money. In fact, everybody says, oh, what about the late payment fees, all this sort of stuff. Truth is, Afterpay would prefer you not to be a late payer. If anything, that's an inconvenience to them. And sure, they'll charge you for that if you are late. But the fact of the matter is that they would prefer you to pay on time because they're making their money out of the shopkeepers. But the question now is the surcharges that the shopkeepers are incurring and whether they can and should pass it on to you. One man who'll know about this is the chief executive of the Australian Retailers Association, Russell Zimmerman, who's on the line. Russell, many thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Ross. Good evening.
Okay.
To you and your listeners.
Just explain to me exactly how this works. Is it just Afterpay? Is it credit card companies? Who is it who actually incurs these surcharges? And then who passes it on? Who does not?
So, Ross, what happens is when you're dealing with any of the buy now, pay later schemes, and there's a number of them, about six or seven of them now.
Okay, let's name some of them, shall we? Afterpay is one.
Afterpay, OpenPay, ZipPay. You've probably got Latitude in there somewhere as well, although Latitude's a finance company. But Commonwealth Bank is looking at one from overseas that they're bringing. It's not up yet. I think MasterCard is talking about bringing one in. There's a lot of people out there talking about the buy now and pay later schemes. Now, the reason for this is young people, the millennials, don't carry credit cards. What they carry is a debit card, and a debit card is a card that you're using your own funds, and it doesn't allow you to overdraw the amount of money that's in there. In other words, your wages or your cash has got to be in there able to be used.
So the other part about this, I should jump in here, and it is true because ABS stats do show that there is a diminishing use of credit cards, and especially amongst young people, and the amount of debt on credit cards these days. So remember here again that Afterpay gives a person a chance, like Lay-by, to buy now, to pay later, but you've still got to have that money in that debit card account to make certain it's paid. But as we say, what is the issue in regards to the surcharges that the retailers are paying to Afterpay or to others like them?
So, Ross, the problem is that there's a percentage that the retailer has to pay. Now, we've heard as low as about 3.75, and it may go a bit lower, and I'm not talking necessarily just about Afterpay, ZipPay, all the others. It may even go a bit lower than about the 3% on some of them, but generally around 3% for a big retailer, and some of them are up as high as 6 or maybe even a little bit higher as a percentage of the sale. So you go into a store, you buy $100 worth of goods, the retailer has just paid Afterpay 6%. Now, a few years ago, we had retailers screaming at us because the cost of Visa and MasterCard was going up, and the Reserve Bank put a cap on the interchange rates on Visa and MasterCard.
And what was that cap? Do you remember?
That cap is 80 basis points. So
0.8%.
That's right.
Now, but what you're saying is some of these now might be up to 6% right now.
Yeah, but on debit card, the Reserve Bank basically put a cap of 40 basis points or 12 cents per transaction. So we had retailers screaming about it at us because the cost of these cards were going up. Now we've got these buy now and pay later schemes coming in, and they're saying this will be the charge that we're giving you. Now, if I take a Visa or MasterCard from a customer as a retailer, if I want to, and some do, they surcharge you for the use of it. So they might charge you, say, 0.5% or 0.75% or maybe 1.5% if you hand over an American Express card. And the rules say you are allowed to surcharge. When you look at the buy now and pay later schemes, without exception, my understanding is that they all write into their contracts that you cannot surcharge.
Ah.
So all of a sudden, the retailer is getting a hit, maybe up to 6%. Now, people are using buy now and pay later schemes basically as a new kind of credit. And that's where the issue is becoming.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting. The Reserve Bank will investigate that. Russell Zimmerman is the chief executive of the Australian Retailers Association. And Russell, many thanks for your time this evening.
Thanks very much, Ross. It's always a pleasure.